This morning, we shall turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 10. The Gospel of Mark chapter 10. That's where we'll have our Gospel this morning. Mark chapter 10, we read from verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway beside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he called thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What would thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This morning, I would like us to look at the blind man's faith. That's our subject for our gospel meditation this morning. The blind man's faith. And our key verse is verse 49 to 50. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he called thee." And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. This is an account of one of our Lord's miracles that he did, the healing of blind Bartimaeus. And I'm sure it's a very popular story, popular account. I mean, it's not good to use the word story when we are referring to the Bible. It's history. It's history. I mean, it's history. And it was a real thing that happened. It's a real thing that happened that are recorded for us. And there are a lot of miracles recorded in the gospel for us. And this is one of them. And it's very common. And it's one of the miracles that the Lord used to teach how everyone should be encouraged to come to him. And how also coming to him have to come by faith. See, all the miracles in the Bible, they were done to help people, but it teaches about salvation in different, forms that our Lord depicts. So, any miracle you see in the Bible has a deeper meaning than just Jesus healing people and doing all those things. But so this is what the blind man's faith we are looking up this morning. And it's about the miracle of what? Bartimaeus. This act pictures an instance of how courageous one must be in casting all restraints of sin and letting go of pride, lust, hatred, envy, any form of sin, leaving them out, and then coming to Jesus Christ freely. We'll go deep into this thing as we proceed. You see, many claim they have Jesus with them. Many claim they are saved. But still they hold on to their sins. So you see, in Amos chapter 3, verse, the Bible said that, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Jesus Christ is a holy person, as God himself is holy. Man is full of sin. How can I be his friend? How can I be with him if I am still with my sin? So you see that it's not possible for somebody to walk with Jesus while he holds on to his loving, his darling sins. So many who claim that they have Jesus Christ but have cannot hate their sin, they are never true. And this will also teach us why we proceed. The can say, "And I pray kafa in the friend you be JDR, and I see a fee." Bartimaeus, Christ, a son in a rear, then a new fra, not a quite more who film one out of Jericho, or Israel, Mirimu, Satan. Now, there can I say, from my dear, I used to hear, you know, extra send there, so we have a sober used to what, a quite also fast sober, any miss more so giant of one, and then be via order, I have one, you know, which you, if you say, Yes, we are conquering. No, be in the world, but you mean yes, we are not here, but not bonny. Say, yes, we are conquering, and coupons are also your conquering. And say, Nessan, so I can say, and sanctioning, yes, Christo, yeah, war. and some panimuno. So kind in ya and across all ye centrane or sabimu ya read ye. No no in chasia be brew in chasia I susin sa and this one and susin this world ye no oh na and baby na chair and quite your quite. Now I'm saying I don't know so na ye de aye ye sum and pay. So like the blind Bartimaeus, who despite all his impediments, when he heard the Savior's call, he rose up and came. So it should be for everyone who wants to come to Jesus. You have to rise up from your sin. You have to rise up from all hindrances and hold on to Jesus Christ. And how will this happen? Now let's go into details about this. And before I move on, you know, it was when Jesus entered into Jericho that he also met Zacchaeus. You see, Bartimaeus was on the way. When Jesus was coming back, then he healed him. So you see, when Jesus went in, Zacchaeus was also wanted to see Jesus. Where he climbed up a tree and just called him to come to him. And he's also another account. But we are looking at Bartimaeus' case today. Bartimaeus came to Christ by trusting what he heard about Jesus to be true. The first thing that he trusted what he heard about Jesus to be true. Look at blind Bartimaeus. He has never witnessed any of the miracles of our dear, of Jesus Christ. He never witnessed when our Lord resurrected the dead. He never witnessed any of them. When he spoke a word and then people rose up. And also when he healed the lepers and all those things, his blindness has what? Deprived him of. He has nothing of that, of these things. But when he heard that the report that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, he instantly believed. Isn't it not interesting? Many people are following Jesus Christ with their physical eyes, beholding and enjoying all the miracles, but how many of them believed? But this blind man sitting by the wayside, when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and they told him that this is Jesus, he believed. So the first thing to note is that he believed what he heard. He believed what he heard. He only depended on the things that were reported unto him. That this must be the promised Savior. As he said, the son of David. He had heard of somebody coming who will be called the son of David. And he will be a Savior. So when he heard it, that this man is passing by, he immediately called upon him. He did not thought about, is it true or is it not true? He immediately grabbed it and believed it. So we see that in the account, we say that, so when the Lord drew near, he cried, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Isn't it not what Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says that, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How can I believe in Lord Jesus Christ unless I have heard something about him? And when I hear about him, what do I have to do? I have to believe. That's the first thing. Coming to Jesus Christ, I mean, as this blind man did. He trusted on what he heard. And another thing also to consider is that, you know, he was deprived of an eyesight, and many people who have seen the miracles of Jesus Christ, though they had their sight, but they were disadvantaged of seeing deeper beyond what their physical eyes could see. But this man, having disadvantage of the physical eye, had a blessing, which is the spiritual blessing of seeing beyond what people can see with their physical eye. So to come to Christ is what? To see things beyond what things are. You think maybe some people think that, oh, when I come to Christ, I should see some thunder striking, or maybe something should happen. That's what many people recount about their salvation. But no, he believed on what he heard. We too cannot see Jesus Christ with our physical eyes, but we have the evidence of his saving power and grace and willingness to save in the gospel. The gospel, whenever it is presented in this clearer form, it tells us about what? The saving power of our dear Savior. His grace that is given to us through faith that we can believe on him, and his willingness to save in the gospel. We also have exceeding great promises from his own lips, written down for encouragement. The gospel is full of all these things for us. Look at the case of blind Bartimaeus. He only heard it. You and I, how many times have we heard this thing being told us? You see, he just heard it and he believed it. from the lips of those who told you. Okay, so let's move on. So the first is hearing. For you to have the gospel to save you, the first is hearing. And I'm sure everyone here have heard the gospel before. Everyone here have heard the gospel being presented in different ways to us. So ask ourselves, what have we done with that? Have we considered it? The other kind of say, Bartimaeus, the Odi can hear and say, "Oh, say Jesus Christ to Ochemu, or say pen or didi ye." Or you be a yeka uninini ho. Inje yeka omo akibehu the Jesus Christ oyena gama omenya encouragement so meba akono dia on count because nenina esini intino Jesus Christ oyena ni obi fe ovu na on count oni hobi. Or star patafo ya eno oni hobi. Eno mo ye nyawe hu nemu asem na oti say Jesus Christ David ba. Ochemu peno, ina ojidi ye. Ina yeka se sansu me yansu no. Yesi ti yungu, yeyesi ebe hu adye biya, ayon sonkun biya nase, ebe hu adye, ewe yenisu ansana, ya pa Yesu Kristo nche. Ne momno, sempane yekan de biya ano. Ne Yesu Kristo ni tumi ya odeje mkwa. Na don, ene ne pa, opeso ojini pa, eba no. Ewa sempane, na yekano, yeriche wakwa bebrezu. Sansu, abosha, wakwa tuho, awaka, ono adina no api mwaka bebrezu wa sempane. Nti, yeti sansu emu wenua, and no, say, you dream home, now you too, I don't know. Say, this man, but Timothy, or yeah, or GD, say, I saw not here, and a crap. He believed it to be true. So, until we can be saved, the first thing is to know that the gospel message is true. And what do you do with something which is true? You take it in. It's like water. I'm thirsty. There's a water here. I take it and I drink. I don't take the water and keep it somewhere. You take it and drink it so that it will do you good. So you hearing the gospel to be true and just letting it be there will never do you any good. When you are thirsty, you have to take in the water so that your thirst will be quenched. So the second thing also that we look about the blind Bartimaeus is that he was not deterred by his discouraging conditions. He was not what? Deterred. He was only a blind beggar who sat by the wayside to beg for alms, poor, lonely, without help. If you look at the account, he looks at somebody who has no help. He looks at somebody who had no help. But if you look at our world today, how many people have sunk under depression because of their disability? And they have even so many bitter inclinations in their heart that sometimes they question about even if God really cares about them. You see, but this blind man, what did he do? He being disabled with a sight, made good use of his hearing so that he can be benefited from what was happening. So the Bible said that, and hearing the multitude pass, but he just heard the people passing. He asked what it meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. That is the account that was recorded in Luke. This is what you are looking at is in Mark. But Luke made this thing clear that he what? He asked what it meant. People were passing by. You see, he was eager to hear or something, anything that can help his state. Though he didn't like his state, but he was not something was bitter about his state. He wanted a solution to it. He wanted something that can really relieve him of it. So as I've asked before, when the last time you sat down and thought about all the gospel messages that you have heard about Jesus Christ, his saving power, his love for sinners, and looking deep into your heart, where do I stand? Have I been affected with what Christ has done? Has it concerned me, or I should just come each and every day and listen to it, and compiling the information upon my mind? No, it will not do us any good until you have sat down like this blind Bartimaeus, just waiting for the opportunity. And when he was told, he moved. So you and I, we have had the opportunity. He only heard it once passing. But how many times have we heard the gospel that Christ came to die for sinners and that all human beings have sinned against God, our nature is tainted of sin. And we can testify from our own sins that we are sinners. And what have we done about it? We are also told that when Bartimaeus began to cry, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Initially, Jesus did not give him his attention. Jesus did as if he never heard him. The people around him, instead of encouraging him, rather many charged him that he should hold his peace. But all this did not stop him crying louder. How many of us have been discouraged But our thinking that, oh, this time I have to consider the gospel. Many things comes to us. Many things happens to us. Then we seem that we should put it aside for some time. Later we'll pick it up again. I'm sure this man, Bartimaeus, will have said that, you people, this cloud, all of you, you don't know what I am suffering. I know my state. I know how difficult and misery blindness is. And then he resolved that if others think that it's not trouble for him to cry out with his all his voice to Christ, he will do, because he knows it better. So ask yourself, do you know your sin well? Do you know that all the gospel is about you being changed from a sinful state to the state that is blessed in Christ, where your sins are washed away in Christ Jesus, your punishment that was due to you are taken upon him on the cross of Calvary, and you trust in him for that? Have you ever thought of that? Maybe, unlike blind Bartimaeus, you have never sat down to think deep about it. Then you have been what? Affected. So thinking about how his state is so miserable, he thought that the noise and the how if he just by himself have not heard him, will not deter him. He will still push his way. He knows that if this is the Savior, he will definitely hear me. The air can say, blind Bartimaeus, and no man now calls on intention and even have him. And I'm saying, Nipa, or shall I say, all free is Christ, sir, until you know. And I shall say, Christ, I don't say, until they all come. Nice, so we saw all. Then if I bring you, say, oh, Bartimaeus, cry, you didn't cry. You went near the issue, you cry, no, you didn't hear the echo. No, no, no. The sister, you went near and good of him. Sandy, you went near and Mark one castle. Oh, I said, before you say the end, the man, so make me into Mundana in German. And yet, after a win, I said, yes, we will kill you. He didn't do that. He what? Bible said that he cried a great deal. Okay, look at it. And before the pianist, a bamboo and Kessa, a bass, look at it. And so crying obtained his heart desire and received his sight. So you see, he crying continuously, he received his sight. If he had stopped at the one cry, where would we have been? Christ would have. I'm sure Christ heard him, but you know, Christ wanted him to see what his need of him. And that is what the reason that must be. Until we see our need of Christ, Christ will never give us his salvation. Most people are not saved because they don't see the need of Christ really. Yes, they have understood in a measure how Christ has come to die for people's sin, and that believing on him, they will be saved, but they have not really, really thought of what? Needing Jesus Christ. So what we learn from this small account is that every sinner also like him must strive and pray without rest, that he may obtain precious faith like his. For faith is the eye that sees Christ. Like everyone who sees himself as a sinner, and nobody can say he's not a sinner, and who knows that he is not really saved, you should never stop praying, crying after the Lord, and telling him that he has said that whoever comes to him, we will never cast him out. Yes, Samson, our BBR, when you saw the boy, I would say, oh, yeah, also, of course, a bonfire. No, came no soon. Debia, Debia, so all my catcher is there. On my castle, be our any boy of a friendly piano, or the boy of a channel. The description is unchanful. Now, so of course, a student will say, or better one day. Yes, JD, any in here who Christ. JD, faith is the eyes that sees Christ. Let not your unanswered prayer for salvation discourage you. Keep knocking till the Lord answers you. Yes, somebody will say, oh, I've been praying, but nothing happens. You have to be earnest and more sincere. He cried out the more a great deal. We don't know how much he was able to cry in the large crowd that he could be heard. Look, there are so many people, crowded there. But he will cry that his voice could be heard. He was below their feet. So he was not even standing. But he could be heard. So how serious are you about your soul's salvation? Do you cry after the Lord that you be saved? You have to. For salvation, though it's a simple thing that God, wants everybody to have, you might obtain it. As the Bible said, we strive to go to him. You have to strive by prayers. Also, there will always be people that might discourage you coming to Christ. They may say your interest in Christ and laugh at you, or think that you are hopeless. Maybe you have a friend, you have friends that you parley with, and you are, to the same, bad things. They will say, oh, who is this person? He thinks Christ will listen to him. No, Christ will not listen to him. We always drink, we always do these things together, and now Christ will not listen to people like him. No, it shouldn't be a discouragement. Or even somebody, anything, there are a lot of discouragement. Things that will, even your own heart will tell you that, oh, I think I'm too a sinner, or until maybe I've stopped some sins, then I can come. No, those things should not what? Discourage you. We should keep on praying and crying after Christ. Like him, you must not care for what others think or say about you when you seek the healing for your soul. When you seek the healing for your sin-sick soul. It must be a serious business or else you lose the profit of it. Look at people who have been afflicted with illnesses. They will travel from this doctor or healer from one after the other. They just want to be healed. That's what people do. That also. But that one is for our physical body. But what about your soul? The soul is sick with sin. Christ is the healer. Christ must come in and cast it away. And how are you earnest and urgent after him? Yes, nipa senipa yare eto nipa so na se onya yare sa be bi e beka so ko bi obekwa akopa yare sa na nimpo no ye eni fedue ni na ye de ye na ekra na ti mu no e boni ahye no ma bavo ni se boni ahye no na ye nya eni e den na wo ya fa wo se wunya pese de bia no wo be di echire se yesu kristo be te wo fi boni no ana yes se weni ambre wo ho a wunya so fa so bia. If you are not serious about your salvation, you can be in church to get gray hair, it will never profit you. You must pray and persevere in your prayers. You must be anxious about your salvation. You must not give heed to discouragement. Whatever form of discouragement it is, until you have Christ, whatever level of understanding you have about the Bible, it's a waste of time. It's a waste. How can I be a medical doctor after going through the school and I said, I wouldn't write my final exam to graduate? Yes, I will leave the school. I cannot be a medical doctor. I might have some knowledge in my ear, but that doesn't make you a medical doctor. You don't have the license to be a doctor. For you to be a licensed Christian, you should have Christ's salvation in your heart. So, like blind Bartimaeus, you must cry the more, Jesus, have mercy on me. So I move on to my third point concerning him. His persistent prayer, he received encouragement. Emra of course will bomb pie or cry or swim or cut or came okay mono. Unya and crunchy. Nasty or no, Unya the open button and crunchy. He had and what? An encouragement. Some of the Puritans write say that this is, they call it the first step of faith. It's a faith without assurance. When he heard the voice of Jesus, oh, I'm hurt, but yet his illness is not gone. So that's how God deals with that. When you cry, God sees you. He gives you a sense of he hearing you. And that is not all. You are still not done with the guilt of all your sin. You have to pray. You have to ask him. So what? He had what? Faith. But that faith was not with assurance. Because he still didn't know that his eyesight is going to be gone. Yet he has heard that Christ has what? Heard him. So it's that, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. They told him, your voice has been heard. Even when Christ stood, he didn't know that Christ was standing there waiting for him. He didn't know how his state was. But we know that Jesus knew that there was a blind man sitting who needed his eyesight to be restored, and yet he wanted him to cry after him. He must ask for it. He must pray. Gift of eternal life must be asked for. You see, God bestows all gifts. Sunlight, life, knowledge, and all these things he gives to even the wicked and the good. But the gift of eternal life, which he gives specially, it must be asked for. And you say, Achebe ayemkwa, edankwa no. Ose ubisa. Ese nyamu pwode, Achebe bebre mani pa, oma yemkwa, oma yahume, oma yubia, yubiane, bibia, adepwane fwo nyane, papa fwo nyademayen. Things that are of good quality, which have everlasting life in it, must be asked, which is in Christ Jesus. Our eternal life, we have to ask for. The thief on the cross rested satisfied because Jesus answered to his request. He told Jesus Christ, the thief on the cross, Lord, remember me when you are going to paradise. What is he? If he had not had an answer, I'm sure he would have still continued to ask him. He had an answer. But how many people pray for their salvation? They would say, oh, every Sunday I come and I do the sinner's prayer, I pray. No. How urgent are you? Have you received the answer? You have to. It's a serious business. The blind man could not still have the sight of Jesus, who has stood still to answer his prayer. So he must be told, be of good comfort. He writes, he called thee. He can't see Christ above his head. He must be told. See how the Holy Spirit also touches our hearts when we pray. It is the Holy Spirit that touches us to let us feel that Christ has heard us. There's an evidence. As the Bible said in Romans, that the Spirit working with our spirit, that we are the children of God. Even my child of God, the Holy Spirit confirms it within my heart. And I also begin to know it when the life is planted in me. So you have to be told. So he was told. The people told him, come, be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. You see how beautiful the thing is. So when a sinner prays for pardon for sin, he must not rest until the Holy Spirit confirms it to his heart that the prayer is answered. We should never presume. For thou, Jesus, sending the evidence of acceptance by the Holy Spirit, you should never presume because I've prayed, I must be heard. Oh, I'm told that as you pray, Jesus will hear me, so I've prayed. That is, no. Yes, I'm a bonfire, Jesus will be here, but it's my bonfire. Is that how, when you are going to request something from a superior, I mean, at the workplace, or for your parents, oh, that mama, I'm here, we are down. So that is it. No, you make sure that he hears it and does it for you. And you take the gift, however you want, you take it. You know, it's like people presented a petition to the president, and they have the petition. They go there and read it out behind the wall. The president has read it, and they tell them, no. They make sure that they are taken to the president, and it is read out to him. And then they know that he has heard it. So it is about salvation. When you prayed, are you answered? And I said, the Holy Spirit will send, answer to your heart. When he begins to hear you, you will begin to know that God has sent you, Christ has what? Heard you. It is not the prayer that saves. Because if you have prayed, that cannot save you. It's Christ that must save you. So he has to hear you and respond to you. So that is it. So yesterday I can say, so open fire, so open your mouth. And you have one legion, but name of Christ, Nejo. And also, make sure you say, Christ is you. Name of the Queen is there. Of course, you know, say, we need prayer, Christ obey you. Remember, Hong Kong, no? I'm my one who said, with you. He will send you the comfort of the Spirit to your heart, the peace of God to your heart, concerning your sin and concerning your state. And you see that there's hope. Until then, continue to pray. And the fourth thing is that he did not satisfy himself with the encouragement he received. The encouragement is one thing. If the devil told him that he has been hurt, and he just said, oh, I've been hurt, so my healing is going to come. No, he didn't rest himself with that. He didn't rest himself satisfied with the comforting words from the people. He ventured further. He moved further. And now he saw that I have been hurt. Then I can move to the next step. It's an encouragement to be heard when you pray. But when he was hurt, he has to carry on. The steps of faith has not been completed. Or probably, he might have thought that Jesus may not pass by that place again, so he seized the opportunity and determined to make the best out of the occasion. Yes, Jesus Christ never passed there again. I have been told that he has been hurt. So should I sit there quietly? No. Faith has to move on. My faith has to rest itself on him. So he has to move on. He shouldn't say that I have been hurt. No. He said he knew that he had been hurt. Jesus might not come to that place again. So must you not be content just by hearing that Jesus saves sinners, but you must be truly you must really desire his salvation for yourself. Your affections must move to him, with like a hungry person when he's standing in a queue for him to be served for his food. What does he do? Appetite was on the food. Until he get the food and eat it, he's not satisfied. How can I say, oh, I'm going to be served, so let me just forget and chat? By the time you finish, the food is finished. But when he knows that he's hungry and appetite is on, he wants to get a real food. He wants to take hold of the food and know that this can satisfy me. Aroma is sweet, but it never satisfies. Okay? I say, Obia, Odiki, Mwa, Eman, Ebiane. Ebiane, Pampano, El, Obeti, there. Until so, when you're Ebiane, no. Amen. So, yes, Christ heard him. He must come and have Christ himself. So, our prayers answered Christ must, we must have Christ himself settled in our hearts, we knowing that our sins are really forgiven and that we have the comfort of our hearts. And the fifth thing that we look at is that he ventured further. He ventured. In verse 50, he said that, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He, casting away his garment. Look at what he did. He cast away his garment. He forsook all his current position, condition, and came to Jesus Christ in three steps. The verse teaches us three steps. He cast away his garment, meaning he raised himself of every known hindrance. Because the overcoat, whatever, might entangle you, he will fall down, and maybe he will think, by the time I get to Jesus, he wouldn't have time to wait for me to come. Or it was anything that could have what? Distract him. Which teaches us that all who must come to Jesus also must cast off their self-righteousness, comfortable sins, traditions, everything. You must live for Christ. Whatever it is, you must let it off. You must get yourself rid of it. And this is repentance. This is what you call what? Repent. You forsake whatever you know, whatever you love, that will what? Distract you from coming to Christ. Your doubtfulness, however, you must repent of it. You must let them be. Cast them off as he did. He let them be, and he cast away his garment. He came. I know in Ghana, I don't know of us in the city, if you go to the villages, many people have a lot of traditional ideas. That is so destructive that they mingle it with the idea of Christ. And it's serious. Traditional beliefs. And they think, oh yes, oh, Christ died for sinners. Oh, okay, that's why we also pour libation for our gods. And they put it together with the sacrifices people offer. And so that they don't have real need in their heart that the sacrifice of Christ is so sacrifice. They think that, oh, say a cry, it's a good guy, it's one of them. No. All those things that can hinder you, you must cut it off. So he got rid of his garment and he came. And the second thing that happened, he rose from the ground, he sat, which means that he did not tarry, for he knew not how long Jesus would wait. He rid of it and he rose up. He didn't stand there. It tells you how urgent he wanted to come to Christ. So how urgent are you? Why urgent are you? While you want to come to Christ, it must be done in a hurry. No delays. You don't know when you hear the gospel again. Or else, you don't know when your life will even take you up to. There's no second chance when it comes to the gospel. Sanneka said, Samson said, what is it? And she said, what is it? I said, what is it? I don't push you, I don't rush you. If you say, we need a doubt, better science than funny beans. Hey, Pia, we have a boom. And I said, oh, crown, oh, crown out the words I see soon. We need a mirror. But many people will not. They will just keep it and let it be and just move on with their lives. But ask yourself, if you have a work, a job, that you do every day. Every day you go there, what do? You sit down and assess, oh, what am I going to do today? Okay, I'll do this job in the morning, in the afternoon I'll do this. But what about your soul? Have you considered your soul? I'll still repeat myself. Have you considered your soul? Have you seen how quick and urgent you have to be for coming to Christ? Well, sin is a dangerous disease. Until you know that it's a dangerous disease, it will be very difficult to know that your soul is in danger. And the third part, he came to what? To Jesus. He moved from where he once was and came to Jesus. He rested on the assurance on the word of Christ. Now Christ has heard me, he's calling me, I throw myself on his word that Christ will receive me. Yes, this is it. Christ has died for sinners. He died on the cross of Calvary. I've heard it. I'm committing myself unto, I'm praying. And when the Holy Spirit sent comfort to my heart, I rest myself on him. I don't seek anything again. He only is my hope. And I rest myself on him. And now I have assurance in my heart that Christ has really saved me. He came to him. So must you also, if you will be saved, believe that Jesus calls you from your sin to him for pardon, cleansing, bestow of a new life, is certain and true. It is true. You have to believe it. And you have to rest yourself on it. What is coming to Christ? It's a soul's move to Christ by believing on him. Coming to Christ is believing on him. You don't walk. Believing on him, having your faith on him. That's the first step. The soul's move to Christ your affections to Christ for this particular case of yours, your sin, is believing on Christ that He died for my sin. He rested, He hung on the cross of Calvary because of me. God punished Him because the punishment that was due to me, He gave Him. So you rest assured that if God has punished Christ, He will not punish me when I trust Him. As Augustus Toplady has written, God will not twice my punishment for my sin demand for me, because He has demanded it from Christ. It's not gracious that Christ taking my punishment, I'm trusting in Him. My punishment is taken away. Because He has taken that punishment, God will not punish me again. That means those who will not come, their punishment will still be hanging. And this faith, what is saving faith? It is a whole leaning on the unseen word of the Savior. What did Bartimaeus did? He rested on the words of the people. He has not seen Christ. So that is the saving faith. Resting, leaning on that word that is written in the Bible, that it is able to save me, and resting all yourself on it. Let all who wish to be saved mark well this conduct of Bartimaeus and walk diligently in his steps. How he did it, let it be your way, your prayer, your earnestness, casting off discouragement, and be earnest till you are heard. It's a step that everybody must follow. When you pray for His salvation, you must also trust those promises fully and commit your soul to Christ without doubt. It's a soul business. It's something you have to commit yourself to. How even we commit ourselves to so many things in life. But how, because of sin, it's very difficult for many to cast themselves onto Christ. Because when you cast yourselves onto Him, you have to let go of those sins. And many will not let go of those sins, so they cannot cast themselves. It's like your legs have been entangled in a net elsewhere. You have to take yourself out from that net and go to a place where you'll be secured. And yet, you are happy that one of your legs is still hanging in the net. How? How can you be saved? How can you be saved? See, this person gave a picture of this faith. He said that the great Niagara Falls. There were two people in a boat, and their boat capsized. And then they were struggling to come out. People were standing outside, couldn't do anything. But later, a man threw a rope into the river. And one of them saw a beam that the water was taking along. He got to the beam, was bigger, and other took a hold of the rope. The man who took the beam was never seen again. He was washed by the river. But the one who took hold of the rope, because the rope is hanging on someone who is outside the river, he was saved. It is the same thing about faith. This is the world with sin and everything. Until you hold on to what the word of Christ has promised you, you can never be saved. It will be holy, and that He will drag you to Himself. So you see, you have to commit your soul to Christ. It should be you resting yourself on Him, and He alone. And as I said, getting rid of the clothes means also what? Repenting, forsaking your sin. Getting rid of all those things and turning up to and holding on to Him for His salvation and believing on Him, resting on your hope on Him, believing that He's able to save you. And it's not hard. Why? Because many have been saved by the same way. There's evidence of many who have been saved, recording the Bible in normal life. Many people bear testimony of their salvation. And you can also see the life of many. So, I mean, you have so much evidence to come to Him. Unlike me, Bartimaeus, who have never witnessed anything of these things. And yet, he rested on the word of God. The word of Christ that what? He will be saved. But look at after he rested his hope and then came to Christ. Look at what when his eyes was restored. Look at what he did. He did not return home when his eyes was restored. He devoted his new powers to the son of David, who had worked his cure. Well, the Bible says what? He followed Jesus in the way. He followed Jesus in the way. Salvation brings you becoming a disciple of Christ. So my evidence of salvation that I will have the heart to follow my Savior. So when I'm really saved, like Bartimaeus, you follow Christ in the way. We can't follow him in the way. It's being his disciple. Continue in the things that Christ have taught, so that I will grow in Christ. That is, you build up the faith. As we say, faith like a spark. When it starts in the heart, like when you are starting a fire, you light it. But the true faith will spark and little by little will grow and grow and become a big wildfire in you, whereby every dross of sin will be burnt out. But initially, the sins will be hanging around, you drag them. So that is faith. Faith follows after Christ. When I'm saved, so many people who cannot follow Christ faithfully, they don't have that faith. So my faith will lead me to be a disciple of Christ. So this signifies the lively effect that grace of Christ ought to have on everyone who tastes it. If it's a true salvation, you become a follower of Christ. Freely pardoned, you freely follow him without any restraint. Why? Because salvation is something that Christ has bought with his own precious blood. It's his possessed, his purchased possession. So when it is given you, you also become his purchased what? Possession. And you devote all your heart, everything unto him. But somebody will come to Christ superficially. Why? Because he doesn't feel the trouble of a sin. He doesn't think that his sin is enough for him to go to hell. No, for him to be punished. And he's not convinced that sin is really the problem of his life. No, it's a secondary matter to him. He doesn't know that his heart that is always lying, his heart that is always full of pride and arrogance, his heart that is always full of envy and so much unhealthy thought about God is still not enough to condemn him. But just one of them is able to condemn anyone to hell. So once you see your guilt as really what it is, you will never rest till you have found the peace that Christ can offer you. I have a cut, I have a sore on my skin. Will I sleep while the sore is paining me? No, I'll look for the medicine to cure it. And the cure for our sin is Christ. And it's by faith, relying on his word, that we can have that cure for our sins. So until we have done that, you can never be saved. So in conclusion of all that we have said, I just want to ask anyone here who have not come to Christ for this faith, have not come to Christ to rest himself on him. Have you seen your sin as it is? Have you been taught to see that sin is sin? And that Christ's heaven and her holiness is so far from any sin that a person has? And then do you fancy in your mind that though I neglect to think about my sin, comparing it to holiness, Christ, and heaven, one day, it doesn't matter how I live my life, I'll be there. Something you have to ask yourself. Can you say that one thing that you know is that maybe you have sin on you and now the sin is washed away? If not, you have to hear what you have just learned and come to Christ. Come to him. His hands are always open. Look at blind Bartimaeus, so unfortunate, sitting somewhere, yet Christ heard him. That means anyone praying everywhere, Christ is able to hear. So we should have this faith that when you trust yourself in Christ, he will hear you and save you. And that is salvation. That is how we come to Christ. So that being blind, when he came to Christ, Christ told him that what? He has restored him. Look at verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Many people pray for many things. They wish to receive it. But this blind man, though I'm sure he will need of money, food and everything, but he said that I might receive my sight. Because when you receive his sight, then you can do well for himself. So when you come into Christ, leave all other requests until you have your sins washed away. Never ask anything from the hand of God. But that's the greatest gift, and that's the gift that God really wants you to have. And after that, any other thing you add it to you. That's what, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is how it is. May the Lord help us and grant grace that all will see Christ and commit themselves unto him, as blind Bartimaeus did.